She Landed by Moonlight by Carol Seymour Jones. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Preface. One day in May 2012, while following in Pearl's footsteps in France, I hired a car and drove from Châteauroux to Limoges. I took a detour west to the martyr village of Oradour-sur-Glane. There I walked down the hill in bright sunshine, past the empty ruined houses, into the skeleton of the church, in which the women and children of the village were burned alive by the Waffen-SS on the 10th of June, 1944. A shaft of sunlight fell on an altar, and something caught my eye. A pair of calcified clogs, the wooden sabot worn by women of the time. They were a mute reminder of their owner, a woman dying, clutching her child to her legs, shielding him in her skirts, as the flames crackled around her and the smoke extinguished her breathing. The image of those clogs stayed with me. They became a symbol of the courage with which Pearl Witherington, a former secretary, faced the terror of the Nazi war machine. Avec mes sabots was her favourite marching song when she was on the road with her maquisard, facing the Waffen-SS soldiers.